Okay, so I'm going to talk about student and faculty attitude and behaviors towards healthy lifestyle in a CAM educational institution. So, no relationship to disclose. So, healthy lifestyle are considered vital for optimal health and functioning in our society. Research support that much chronic disease burden such as heart disease, cancer and diabetes are closely linked to an unhealthy behavior. Unhealthy lifestyle habits of Americans have been clearly studied, but there is little research specifically on students and faculty at CAM education institutions. CAM providers have traditionally stressed the importance of healthy lifestyle as part of their treatment regimen, and it's important for healthcare providers to model these behaviors and this, what they teach. So the main objective of this study is to evaluate the student and faculty attitude and behaviors regarding healthy lifestyle at a CAM education institution. For students, whether this attitude and behaviors change based on their years of study, and this attitude and behavior influenced by the participant geographic or ethnic communities, as this attitude and behavior influenced by the participant's family lifestyle. And then we like what are the main barriers for leading a healthy lifestyle. So we did receive our IRB approval, and SCU, as you all know, it has, like, we have the degrees in chiropractic, acupuncture, Ayurveda and massage therapy. Survey was distributed to students in the classes in various years of the study in all SCU program, but we didn't do the survey for DC interns because of geographical dispersion. They were in a different location. So faculty from all the programs were surveyed during a faculty development session. We have every week faculty development session, so during that time we surveyed them. And data were entered into SPSS for analysis. So total 300 surveys were collected out of 5 or 8 students enrolled at SCU, and then 29 survey collected from 38 full-time faculty. So this is our demography, like for average age for the students were 28 years, for faculty were 45, and majority of the, like, we had male population, like gender-wise 55% were male, and for from faculty 62% were male, and AOM was 15%, TC 62, dual program we had 19%, Ayurvedic 3%, and massage therapy 1%. So about general health, the question about how is your health, so majority of them said that very good health, both from students and faculty. And association with ethnic community, so both student and faculty moderately associated with their ethnic community, and we did notice that about 41% from the students and 41% from student and faculty not at all associated with their ethnic community. So faculty and students were more likely to reside in a suburban area. And how important is living a healthy lifestyle? Both faculty and students agree that it's really very important. It's a good attitude. Faculty and students reported eating few fast food meals per week. So we had many questions about, like, how often they eat, what type of food, what. So survey was really big. So I could not put everything here. But so it's, they ate few fast food meals per week, and majority of the student and faculty reported one or more home-cooked meals per week. About the servings of fruit and vegetable per day, majority of the students reported 1 to 3 servings per day, whereas faculty was like 1 to 6 servings per day. How often about salty food eaten, occasionally or seldom eating salty food? Above 50% of faculty and student consumes 1 to 2 cup of caffeinated beverage per day. Most of the student and faculty are not drinking at all, or 1 to 3 drinks per week. Smoking history, like, we, about 71%, this was really interesting, 71% of the student mentioned they never smoked, so I don't know if it's true or. So among the faculty, 61% said that never smoked. So we have currently 12% of the students and 19% of the faculty are current smokers. And level of physical activity, above 50% doing light level of physical activity among the faculty. And the students also above 50 light level of physical activity. But 35% of faculty didn't do any type of aerobic exercise. And students were more likely to doing 2 to 3 times per week. Compared to faculty, more students reported no or slight stress. Faculty said that they are really stressed. Majority of faculty report average level of stress. So how do they deal with the stress? So majority of them answer like either exercise, talking to the friends, listening to the music, and sleep, and eating habits more, higher percentage. But we did notice that like from among the faculty, they tend to work a lot when they are stressed, and also from the students, about 25%, more than 25% of the students also consume alcohol when they are stressed. For dealing with the stress. Faculty were more likely to say that their lifestyle changed for the worse after they started at SU. Students kind of polarized. So chief barriers for the healthy lifestyle, the time, and second one, financial, and the opinion about others, they said that they don't have a very healthy, like organic stores, supplies nearby the campus. So that was the answer. So. Neighborhood resources. So then what we did is we compare these variables as any influence with the geographic and ethnic ties. So geographic community wise with fast food, overall faculty and student reported eating few fast food meals, but students from rural area ate more fast food. So I think it's interesting. No strong relationship between ethnic ties and fast food meals. Faculty and student living in suburban area were less likely to have home-cooked meals. Faculty with their very strong ethnic ties were more likely to eat home-cooked meals. Students from urban area were more likely to be a current smoker. Faculty with the strong ethnic ties were more likely to have never smoked. 100% who had a strong ethnic ties, they never smoked. So. But we did notice that from the current smokers, look at that, very strongly, the students with who are very strongly connected with their ethnic ties, they're the current smokers. So could not identify why this difference. Faculty from the rural area were more likely to be doing light physical activity, whereas those from the urban area were more likely to do the moderate physical activity. But students were all over. There is no clear relationship. Strong ethnic ties between moderate to high physical activity. Both students and faculty. And faculty and students from suburban area, if you look at the chart, like eight or more times, times alcohol consumption, suburban area people had less compared to the urban and rural area. Consumed less alcohol, actually. Strong ethnic ties with alcohol consumption, the students and faculty who had strong ethnic ties, there's no drink or less drinks. And geographic community with exercise, there is no relationship. That was all over. We could not identify a clear relationship between those variables. Faculty with strong ethnic ties were more likely to never exercise, or no clear relationship noticed among the students. So and then we compared next with the lifestyle and the year of the study. So we did notice that third year students are more stressed. Current smokers, so when they came to the university, they were smoking, like 12% of them were smoker, 30 years only 7%. Aerobic exercise times per week, they were doing more during the first year time, and fruits and vegetable servings per day more on third year, and fast food meals per week also more on third year. And strong relationship ties between the students' fast food consumption and that of their family. So if you look at that, the family are eating more fast foods, students also ate more fast food. So similar with strong relationship between the family and the smoking history. If the family were smoking, and students also were smoking, actually. So overall, SCU students and faculty appeared to following a healthy lifestyle. Burke and McCarthy found that 20% of the student nurses were smokers. That study was done in a nursing school. Burke et al. Found that 28.5% of the UMN students were smokers. At SCU, only 12% of the students were reported as a current smoker. Majority of the students and faculty at SCU reported consumed few fast food meals and greater proportion of home-cooked meals. Approximately 85% of both groups reported eating three or less fast food meals per week. Hida et al. Found that the average student at East Carolina University ate 12.8 fast food meals per month, which compared to a C student ate 7.2 fast food meals per month. Scotter et al. Found that the average student at Arkansas State University and the University of Florida ate 2.1 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, compared to SC students is 3.7. So there was no clear relationship between students' year of the study and their lifestyle. Most likely students who are interested in a healthy lifestyle are the ones that apply to SCU or maybe CAM Educational Institution. There was strong relationship between student smoking habit and fast food consumption and those of their families. There was no clear relationship between student and faculty lifestyle and their geography community type. There was no clear relationship between most aspect of the student lifestyle and strength of their ethnic community ties. The most influence seems to be with the smoking, whereas students with the strong ties were more likely to be a current smokers. So limitation, our response rate was like 60%. We didn't survey the chiropractic interns because of the geographic dispersion. And we only asked the number of alcohol drink consumed per week. But for most college students, binging is more of a problem. So after we surveyed, we identified that problem. Overall, student and faculty at SCU seems to be practicing healthy lifestyle principle. Hopefully, this means that SCU is producing practitioners who will direct their patients to incorporate healthy behaviors into their life. So future research should compare these results into those of other CAM education institutions so that we can say that, okay, whether we are giving importance to the healthy lifestyle, so that's the message we are going to give to our patients. So I wanted to do another trial in a different location and see how it goes. Thank you.